We've got a small team of very dedicated, tenacious police officers who essentially target now our organised criminals, mainly so in relation to the drugs world and the money laundering world, and how that's increasingly evolving. My unit basically tackles those individuals.
So what's a day-to-day like for you? Is each week different? Is there one particular challenge that you're right now is on the radar more than anything else?
Every day is different. Obviously, we have a number of organised crime groups operating at any one time into the island, or certainly from the northwest region. We're very much intelligence led. We carefully consider what our actions are, who we target. Sometimes it might be we have a sporadic incident at the ports, which we deal with as and when someone's stopped. But most of the time, ours is targeted activity.
So you've been in the role for how long now? You said 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, about 4 years now, yeah.
So how has it evolved over that time? We've seen a lot of push to strengthen the island's borders, haven't we, recently?
Indeed. Well, the Chief Constable has been very clear that he wants to make the borders a hostile environment for any criminals coming in. I think from our point of view, in the last few years, we've very specifically concentrated on dismantling the organised crime groups. So it's not just being the person that's been bringing the drugs into the island, say in a vehicle, for example. What we've looked to do is dismantle it from the top to the bottom. So that could mean, you know, the main organiser in the UK, who clearly has a link to the island, it's the person that brings the drugs in. It's the person that stores the drugs. It's the person that then deals the drugs. It's then the people that may handle the proceeds of crime, the money that's made from it, either storing that, posting it off island, or secreted in a vehicle or some other means, or it's anyone involved in that organised crime group. We basically look to try and take anybody down, if you like.
So really getting to the root of where this is coming from in the first place. How important are UK police and collaboration with forces across in doing that operation?
Absolutely vital. Again, it's more recent years, our relationship with the likes of Merseyside Police, the various regional organised crime units, the National Crime Agency. We've got really good relationships with them now. So, we find collaboration taking place quite a lot. We've certainly had some operations over the past couple of years where we've had them working for us over in the UK. That collaboration has meant that we've been able to not only bring people to court over here, but also in the UK.
And how does that work? Do you ever have to send officers across to the UK as well to help out in that team, or is it quite remote and you give the instructions, as it were?
Yeah, no, we're not warranted officers in the UK. It's very, very clearly, a case of, myself or the team speaking with our counterparts in the UK, telling them what the job is, speaking about what are our objectives, and then sharing the evidence that way.
Hmm. And so we'll move on then to this article and the other side of this issue from a UK national, which said the Isle of Man is a hotbed for organised crime and local prisons are being overrun by Liverpool drug traffickers and money launderers. Well, first question, is the Isle of Man a hotbed for organised crime? Do you agree with that assessment?
I wouldn't say it's a hotbed. It's like anywhere, we have our organised criminals. We have people that want to profit from other people's misery or, control drugs being dealt on the streets. It's no surprise, it's been well documented over the past few years that drug prices are a lot higher here. So therefore, it's lucrative. They can make a lot of money. But there are huge risks that go with that. If you get caught, you can expect to go to prison, certainly on our island for many years, because our drug sentencing is far harsher than that of the UK.
Some of the article focused on Operation Vineyard, which we heard about at the start of this year. Do you think that because we did so much reporting around that particular operation, that's why it's giving this view that it could be more prevalent an issue here than it is? But like Chief Officer Dan Davis from the DHA said the other day, actually it just shows the response to the issue, not necessarily the scale of the issue itself. Would you agree?
Yes. In relation to the likes of are organised criminals. It has been well documented in the past few years because we've had some significant prison sentences. I think because of that and because of the likes of, you know, the Northwest news outlets have picked up on it as well. This particular journalist, he's clearly seen that the Isle of Man is featuring quite a few times. I think he's clearly looked at the fact that, you know, we're nearly looking at 40% of the prison being those organised crime related. And I think that's clearly piqued an interest. But I wouldn't say it's a hotbed of organised crime now.
Does it help the Isle of Man's reputation when you see articles like this?
It does in the sense that, depending on who reads it, if they were ever put in that position whereby they were asked to either bring drugs into the island or move, you know, the proceeds of crime out, at least they'll be educated that there are harsh realities to getting caught.
You said harsh there. Do you think this shows that the island isn't a soft touch on their drug pushers like this?
Absolutely, absolutely right. You know, drugs brings misery depending on what, you know, class of the drug, you know, whether it's heroin, cocaine, ketamine, cannabis. They all have their problems, that, you know, the associated issues with it. And I think, you know, not only is it the, you know, from the constabulary, from the chief constable saying that, you know, it's one of his main priorities, but we then get backed up in the court process by the sentences that get imposed.
Whilst it might serve to, I suppose, put off any potential criminals if they read that and saw how harsh we were on the island towards this kind of activity, what do you think it does? What would you say to somebody at home who maybe has never experienced any kind of crime around them but is worried by the contents of this article and thinks the Isle of Man isn't perhaps as safe as they thought it was?
It is a safe place. It's well documented that it's a safe place. But I think what goes on, if you like, behind the scenes. Thankfully, a lot of people aren't aware of what takes place and the work that the constabulary undertakes in order to put those people to prison. But certainly in that respect, it's a very safe place to live.
I wonder if I can ask you about something Deemster Graham Cook at Douglas Courthouse said recently about ketamine. He said it's becoming a problem on the island and a reclassification of the drug could lead to a need for increase in the island's prison capacity. What are your thoughts on reclassification and that issue there?
That's something, to be honest, I tend to steer clear of. You know, we work on what's a Class A, what's a Class B, what's a Class C drug. We know when there's substantive offences. We arrest people, whether it's for possession, whether it's for dealing or any associated offences. And then really thereafter, you know, the class of the drug, the size of the drug, the cost of the drug, those facts all get considered by the Attorney General Chambers, and obviously once the information's passed on to the courts, the Deemsters, obviously, they've got clear guidelines and they sentence accordingly.
Do we see any drug trends on the Isle of Man? Is there any particular drug that you think that's becoming a problem at certain times, perhaps certain times of year as well?
Not really. From experience, cannabis has clearly been very popular for the past few years, certainly in our younger people. And cocaine is certainly very popular. I think I was reading an article a week or so ago that was saying now that I think the Motivate referrals are now concentrating on cocaine more so than cannabis.
What do you think is the biggest issue for the Serious and Organised Crime Unit right now?
Well, the biggest issue for us is now the risks that the criminals are willing to take. You know, we are now consistently seeing larger amounts coming into the island, whether that's now kilos of cocaine or kilos of heroin or large kilos of cannabis. It just goes to show now that our criminals are becoming better prepared, they are better organised, and they are willing to take more risks. And inevitably and unfortunately, you know, people further down that ladder of criminality, they make these decisions. Sometimes, you know, they know they're taking a risk, but I don't think that they know what they're walking into when they get caught, because obviously the impact then on themselves and their families is really quite huge.
And how do you think we stop that trend of taking bigger risks?
I don't think we'll ever stop it. I don't think we're ever going to stop, you know, drugs or criminals and the way in which they work. We can learn from how we progress operations, how criminals think, how they behave, what they do, and you know, we can learn from that, and we can make sure that we flex, if you like, to the way the criminals are ever changing. You know, you've seen it with the methods, whether it's through our ports, whether it's the coastline, and whether ribs or fishing vessels are being used, whether it's the postal system, couriers. They're using all sorts of different methods, and we just need to be alive to that and be able to make sure that we learn from and how we progress the matters.
And we've heard recently efforts to persuade people against becoming so-called money mules, that's trafficking money to and from the island on behalf of criminals. But for anyone who's out there possibly listening and who's been tempted either right now or in recent years to get into this line of criminal behaviour, what would your message be to them to put them off?
Well, we're reading about it a lot more now, aren't we, that people's bank accounts are being used. It's really difficult to take that ready cash off the island because obviously, if someone gets stopped and searched and that money gets found, it's very difficult for them to justify why they've got it. More younger people are using allowing their bank accounts to be used, whether they're, receiving drugs for that or a small payment. We're now starting to find that it's catching up on them because that one amount that gets transferred leads to another, to another, to another. And as we see that, people are now finding themselves in front of the courts for many thousands of pounds going through their bank accounts, which they can't literally explain.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.